Cubs in Perth seem to be heaving over the weekend, a huge relief after the crippling COVID setbacks. Joining me now is WA's CEO of the Hotels Association of Australia, Bradley Woods. Bradley, thank you so very much for your time. How are hotels, pubs and clubs travelling at the moment? Everything seems to be flying in Northbridge and places around, all the hotspots around town.
Yeah, look, in the hotspots and what you call the entertainment precincts, it's certainly busy. I was out and about having a look around myself on Friday and Saturday night. And look, I think everyone is, they can't travel at the moment. They can't go interstate. They can't go overseas. People have got money in their pocket. And that's converting into people getting out, eating, drinking. And I think after the long lockup, people are pleased to be able to get out and enjoy our hospitality sector, and I think it's a great sign. Obviously, the accommodation industry in Perth City is under a fair amount of pressure at the moment because we don't have those interstate travellers and international visitors. We don't have conferences and exhibitions and meetings, and we don't have the air crew and tourists that would normally occupy the hotels. So they're very low in occupancy. And the state government launched last week a very important campaign around encouraging people to stay and holiday in Western Australia, and that's being supplemented with a magazine outlet lift out in the West Australian next weekend, and there's a range of other materials that are in market to encourage people to travel and stay locally as well. So that's a great way of reinvigorating, and not only about accommodation, food and beverage, but also about entertainment and theatre and shows and comedy as well.
For sure. It's time to get off Netflix and get back into some live theatre.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Meet people. See this, see people live and make new acquaintances.
Indeed. Now, in terms of, staffing levels, how's everything going in terms of venues getting enough people to front up to shifts? Are you backing the call that the Tourism Council of WA are calling for the more backpackers to be given an extension of their visa to help pitch in when the going gets tough? Because as we move into the summer period, we all get pretty thirsty here in WA. So are you backing that call by the Tourism Council?
Well, it was actually a recommendation we put to the federal government about 2.5 months ago, one of a number of recommendations we've put to the Commonwealth. We're pleased to see the Tourism Council's now agreed with our recommendation and supporting it as well. And obviously, there's a range of considerations here for the Commonwealth and their immigration consideration. I mean, regulations don't just change at the flick of a pen. Sometimes these must go through the Parliament, particularly in regards to the nature of the visa category. In terms of the extension of those visa holders that are in the country at the moment, the ability to extend it, we haven't yet received advice as to say whether it does need to go to Parliament or not. But there is a question here that we certainly do need working holiday makers and others to be able to supplement the labour shortages we've got. Now, those labour shortages are particularly felt in regional parts of Western Australia that are under a huge amount of pressure at the moment. We've got areas in the southwest and certainly up in Broome that would maybe depend 70-80% of their staff to be working holiday makers and travellers. And without those people coming into the country with new inventory or new people that are travelling, we're reliant on the existing travellers who are in Australia already. So what that means is, of course, is extending those visas out further and making it easier for them to get a second term as part of that visa. I think the Commonwealth was already considering, as part of a range of reforms that we recommended to them last year, a potential third year as part of a working holiday visa category. And so it's not inconsistent to consider this now in light of what we were looking at. And the agricultural sector, the fruit picking, vegetable sector is also under a fair amount of pressure, and the farmers have indicated that's a problem for them as well.
Yeah, for sure. And that's great. We've got the working travellers and things like that. But do you think that once JobKeeper starts to wind back at the end of the month and then completely disappears from March next year, it's going to encourage West Aussies who may have found a bit of creature comfort in JobKeeper and JobSeeker, that may inspire them to get off their backsides and get a job in these sectors?
Yeah, look, I think our observation, the feedback we've had from the tourism and hospitality sector employers, is that most people have been on JobKeeper. In fact, probably over 95% have been more than happy to come back to work easily. Some haven't because they've changed jobs or they've gone back to different employers or they may have moved out of the state before the shutdown occurred. But in the main, most people who were already in hospitality have come back to work. There's isolated examples of where they haven't. I think where people have changed jobs or changed industry sectors, that's where they might have been in retail, say, and they've decided not to return, or they may have been that small percentage in hospitality and not decided to return to it, that we're seeing some of the incidents of people not coming back on JobKeeper. I don't think JobKeeper is the problem. I think it's more the job seeker allowance, where people who are genuinely disengaged and unemployed and not really sure what direction they want to take, that's probably where there's probably going to be more interruption. And certainly we'd be encouraging people to take up jobs in hospitality, whether it's in the Perth region or in the outer regions, to consider giving it a go, even if it's just for 6 or 12 months. It's worth the experience and worth the opportunity.
For sure. Would you like to see the government offer more incentives to get people, once this starts winding back, to get more West Australians out to those jobs in areas that were traditionally filled by working travellers?
Well, look, any assistance government can give us is obviously appreciated. There's a point to which the taxpayer obviously is expected to put their hand in their pocket and fund these types of things. Already the state government has decided to assist in the agricultural sector by offering accommodation and travel incentives. The tourism industry has been supported through tourism marketing campaigns and other programs that are encouraging people to travel. So there's different methodology in different sectors to support the issues that are, affecting the sector. But there are a range of options for government to consider, and one of them could be an incentive. The Commonwealth Government has tried to encourage people to move and leave their own homes before and to move into other regions, with mixed success over the years.
Yeah.
We think about our own circumstances. There's a degree of comfort in living in our own home city or in our own region.
Of course.
I've travelled for work reasons and I've moved locations over the years. There are different types of my career, and I can say that certainly I've benefited from it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think you'd be mad if you are able to up roots and go and explore our amazing state. You should definitely do it. Bradley, yeah. One final thing. I guess we all announced focusing on, the school holidays are coming up, and that's pretty much booked out all around the state. But as we careen towards summer and the traditional holiday periods, how are accommodation outlets and hospitality venues feeling about when we will and truly knock off for Christmas? Are they going to be overwhelmed, do you think, by people travelling within the state, or do you think that they're ready for the challenge?
I think that we're gearing up for the challenge. There's no doubt it's going to be busy. I was just talking to a colleague in New South Wales just earlier this morning, and he was talking about his family, where they're going to spend their Christmas holidays, and they're talking about regional and sort of coastal New South Wales, because they can't go to Victoria, they can't go to Queensland and obviously anywhere else. So a lot of Australians are in the same place, but at least we're all looking to get out and about to explore what we can and where we can. I think the great thing about Western Australia is we've got such a huge state with a vast array of different scenery and climate and experiences that there's plenty to see and do. And even if I've been to, the southwest once or twice, there's the usual places I might visit, but there's a dozen other areas I haven't been to. Mm. I had the chance to go up to the East Kimberley a couple of weeks ago and spend some time at the Bungles and the Ord River, and that was just an amazing experience and one that I'd certainly want to go back to and do again.
Beautiful. Well, Bradley Woods, I think I definitely want to follow you on Instagram, that's for sure, because you sound like a bit of an influencer.
I'm not sure about that, Jenna, but certainly don't mind posting the odd travel photo. So luckily in my job, I do get to see some of the best parts of the state and some of the more interesting parts of our built heritage with our pubs and our hotels. And I think we're very lucky to live in one of the safest parts of the world, and the state government's done an outstanding job at delivering that. But also industry has stepped up, and the hotel sector is certainly in a great place to demonstrate to West Australians what a fantastic place we live in.
Indeed. Bradley Wood, CEO of the AHA here in WA, thank you so very much for your time. We look forward to chatting to you again on the West Live very soon.
Thanks, Jenna. Have a great day. Bye-bye.